From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Thanks for listening. My co-host for the first segment today is Lewis Wire. He's the president and owner of Carmel Builders, and he's our Nary rep today. Lewis, how you doing?
Mike, I am great. It is wonderful to join you sitting in my pajamas drinking a cup of coffee on a beautiful Saturday morning. So yeah, I wish I could see your face, though, because, I mean, yeah, I got some great PJs on, man.
The whole pajama thing, Lewis, is just throwing me for a little bit of a loop, but we can we can move on from that. Hey, Lewis, I'm really impressed with the Nary front office here locally and nationally. I've been getting emails, and I think we all have as Nary members, from David Peckel, who is a local guy, but he is the president of the national Nary organization, along with the people here locally, really kind of walking us through as Nary members every step that we need to know about all the changes that go on a daily basis in the world we're living in.
Well, you know, Mike, changes is the operative word. You know, we're all kind of walking through this path that we've never walked down before, and we're all pretty much blindfolded. So the only way that we can successfully navigate this is working together. And I think really what you're seeing and what you're speaking to is the strength of Nary as a whole. Nary is an organization of professionals. You and I have talked about it dozens of times in the past on this show. I've talked about it on other shows. I've talked about it on my own Facebook channel. You know, this is what professionals do, is we help each other out. So this is not the time that we are talking about competition. We are not talking about, you know, trying to get the edge. This is a time when we're literally reaching our hands out, trying to help out our fellow members, because we all need to be able to move through this and be successful at the other side, because the demand for home improvement, the need for home improvement, isn't going to go away just because we're dealing with a pandemic that's shutting things down. Your houses are still being worn by wind and weather, and your kitchen is still old, and it's gonna, your cabinet door, if it's fallen off, it isn't gonna suddenly fix itself on its own. So we need to be there as an industry when we get to the other side of this, so we can help the people who really need us, and we can help improve our neighborhoods, improve our homes, improve our lives. And I think you're really seeing that with Nary, and I'm very proud of what our organization is doing.
Hey, Lewis, our special guest today for the entire hour is Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. And when her and I talk about what's going on, and I'm her rep here at Entercom, the word nimble is something that her and I use a lot. And we used it, a year and a half ago, but it's really a word now that I think has to be certainly at on your thought process when you're trying to figure out how to go to market in today's world, and you have to be nimble because things are changing all the time.
Absolutely. Nimble is a great word. I've been using the word patience a lot. And when I talk about that with my team, with our employees, with our partners, and with our clients, we have to be patient because we just don't know where the direction is really going to take us. And so nimble is a perfect partner with that, because you just don't know, like, how we don't really know exactly how we're gonna do this. We're gonna do it, we're gonna get it worked out for you folks, but you know, just be patient, because we're having to kind of jump from one hoop to the other to try to, again, we want to, at the end of the day, I can tell you, I've talked to so many remodelers local and around the country, we want to keep our employees and our clients and our partners safe and healthy. That's number one. And we're all just learning our best ways to do it.
Yeah, I agree. Let's introduce our special guest for the entire hour. And she is really good at her job, and she's a really good friend of mine. And I have so much respect for her and her thought process. on exactly how to go to market in a time like this. And she is Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Gina, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And we're also joined by Lewis Wire. He is the owner of Carmel Builders. Gina, we talked about the word nimble, and you and I giggle at that because we've used it for about a year and a half. But that is certainly the word, I think, that kind of, when Pella decided, look, we have to go to virtual meetings. We can offer virtual meetings. We can still do in-home at the invitation of the homeowner. But you guys got on this really quickly. And I know, because I couldn't get a hold of you for about a week, that you were having meetings with John and everybody at Pella to say, okay, we are essential, we can stay open, but how do we go to town with this, and how do we allow our clients to continue to utilize Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? And the virtual meetings has really been a godsend for you guys.
Right. You had Matt Strub on your show a couple weeks ago, one of our sales reps. He's what we call our branch champion. And he's been teaching everybody how to do, you know, you need a millennial to help you with some of these things, because just him even saying you would need equipment that has a webcam. I'm like, is a webcam a camera on your computer?
Right.
These words that everybody understands. So we've really perfected this. Bless our customers who were our first five that we did it with, because it was a little clunky, but the feedback from customers, they're so grateful that we've been able to provide this, if they're feeling far more comfortable running an appointment that way, you know, without having to leave their home or have somebody come into their home.
Hey, Gina and Lewis, I'm going to ask you the same thing. When this all comes to an end, and I'm hoping it's going to in the next couple of weeks, and then we can slowly get back to what I as close to what normal was to us, you know, 6 weeks ago. But is there anything, Gina, that you guys have learned and you've now started to do during this time that you will continue to do once we get back to more of a normal?
We will always continue with virtual appointments. I mean, this has been, you know, you really do have to make lemonade out of lemons. And I know this is a super stressful, hard time for all of us, but there's also a lot of good that has come out of it that we've learned, both personally, I think, and professionally. I think everybody could say that. And professionally, virtual has been a blessing, because people who don't have a lot of time, or it allows reps to hold more appointments in one day because they don't have that drive time. Repeat customers like you, when you're ready for, you know, four more windows, we can do this virtually now, where you already know the product, you have it in your home. We just have to look at the next four openings, hypothetically, that we're going to do, and we can do that all virtually.
Boy, that's great. Lewis, how about you over at Carmel Builders? Anything that you guys have learned here the last 6 weeks that you'll continue to use once we get back to some sort of normalcy?
Yeah, kind of echoing what Gina just was talking about, definitely the virtual appointments. We've strived to use them a lot in the past, but, you know, it's tricky. A lot of our clients are, very few of my clients are millennials, so getting them to use Zoom or any sort of video chat is difficult. But what's happening now is we're seeing everybody's using it. You know, people are doing it with their family and their friends. So just the population as a whole, people are just really a lot more comfortable with it. So being able to have those face-to-face virtual meetings is great. You know, just, you know, at the end of the day, Mike, you and I talked about this. I know Gina, I'm sure, is on board with this. It's so much about relationships. It's who do you like? Who do you trust? Who makes you feel comfortable that they care about you and your home? And, you know, if you and I can be talking over a computer screen versus over just a phone line, we can help, you know, gain that trust and build that trust between each other just so much faster and so much better, and really determine, you know, hey, are we the right fit for each other? Because, you know, the same thing that Gina's talking about. I can't go and visit 10 people a week. It just isn't going to happen. But, you know, online, I probably could.
Right.
So that's a big thing. And, you know, I think we've also just started to look at a lot of the stuff. You know, it's businesses tend to get stagnant. You know, you do stuff because you've been doing it the same way forever. So, you know, we're trying to, you know, clean up kind of our online portal with our clients and making it more intuitive for them, looking at things through their eyes. So, you know, we are trying to take advantage of this time to maybe just really question why we do things, not just because we've always done it that way.
He is Lewis Weyer. He's the president and owner of Carmel Builders, and he is our NARI rep for this first segment. You can go to NARIMilwaukee.org for any information that you want on NARI. And if you're a company who's thinking about maybe it's the time to become a NARI member, trust me. All the things that I talk about for the last however many years I've been doing this show about the benefits of being a NARI member, well, there's one now at the top of my list. And that is when something like this happens, they are right there to help you walk through it. They will send you emails two or three a day at times to be able to say, look, here's what's changed now. And here are the ways that we think as NARI members that we have to continue doing business. Lewis, thank you very much again. He is the owner of Carmel Builders, carmelbuilders.com. I appreciate a few minutes of your time. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk to Gina Della, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, at 8:30. A big Pella customer, happens to be my older brother. John McGivern is going to join us, talk a little bit about the Pella experience and the Pella difference that he has seen, especially this first winter that he went through with in his condo with all new Pella windows. We're also going to talk about some really unbelievable deals that Pella has going on right now, and we'll have Gina talk about these in depth in the second segment. But at this point, you can choose an in-home or virtual appointment, and then you can choose either 2.99 financing, a 12-year financing program, or zero payments for 5 months, then zero interest for 5 years. And if you schedule that appointment now, another 5% off. We're going to talk to Gina Della about that on the other side of the break. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Thanks for joining us. Our special guest for the entire hour, she is Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You can go to PellaWI.com for all the information you need on the deals that are going on right now, everything that they offer. And before we get into that, Gina, I was reading an article that came out on April 10th about Pella Corporation response to call for help during health crisis. And what they've done at Pella Corporate is they've put a dedicated team together that's working around the clock to provide 3D laser-cut face shields for frontline workers, medical workers in Iowa. And that did not surprise me at all, that Pella Corporate, you know, decided at this point they need our help and we're able to help them. That's a pretty cool story that I read it, and congratulations to Pella Corporate for doing that.
Thank you for bringing that up. It's, you know, Pella is in Pella, Iowa, Pella Corporate, where so many of the windows are made. Everything's made in the U.S., but we have several plants across the United States. Mainly, most of the product comes out of Pella, Iowa, and they have not closed. This was not to have keep people busy. This was out of the goodness of Tim Yagi, our CEO's heart, to find a way, make a way that we could help. And with the product we make, this was a very important way we could help. So we're proud of that.
Yeah, I was too. And I felt really good about, you know, Pella saying, look, they need our help. We're able to do this. We're going to take a number of our full-time employees, keep them working. But what they're going to do is make these face shields, and we'll make them as long as we have to make them. And continue to help our frontline medical workers. The other thing, and this wasn't, nobody sent this out except you and I talked about it, and you sent the picture because you and I are friends, and Chris and I are friends, your husband, but there was a day last week that you guys sat at the kitchen table and made hand sanitizer for your employees. and said, look, we're going to just turn the TV off and we're, this is what we're going to do tonight. And I thought, you know what? Good for you. It's so hard to find it. And for you guys to package that to make sure that all of your employees stayed healthy and stayed safe, I thought that was really cool that you were doing that, Gina. So thank you for that.
That's so cute. You just said that. It was the cutest thing Chris and I have ever done because we did it instead of coloring eggs. It was, we were kind of cracking up the whole time. But it was so fun. We went to Target and bought all those little bottles. And who knew you can go to the liquor store? You go to the liquor store and buy, it's like 100 proof alcohol. It's like moonshine right here. And that's what we did. And honest to God, every day, Michael, I would go shopping, looking for the aloe vera because that was the other ingredient I needed. Every day, I would go to 8 different stores and I could never find aloe vera. And when I found finally the aloe vera, I was shouting from the rooftops. And every morning we start with a COVID-19 executive team meeting. And I would say, I still can't find aloe vera. So I finally opened the meeting. I found it. And John said, oh my God, thank God that's done. So then we made our little bottles instead of Easter eggs. And the reps were so grateful. And we had enough to give to some customers. It was very fun.
We are talking to Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You can go to PellaWY.com, PellaWY.com. You know, that first segment with Lewis, we talked about how you had to be nimble and we had to kind of make some changes with a number of things that we were doing for you and that Pella decided, look, we're going to try to do this and we have to close this down, but we're going to move it over here and a number of things that you guys were doing and it took maybe 24 hours, if I'm remembering this correctly, with the amount of time that you and John and the Barry and the management team at Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin came together and said, okay, we have to figure out what's best for not only our customers, but our employees to keep them safe. And by making the appointment now during the Safer at Home, you're going to receive an extra 5% off, which I thought was really generous. And probably as long as I've been working with you, Gina, the best deals that Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin have ever offered.
Right. This is, I'll put my hand on a Bible. I mean, these offers are so rich. It is to help both sides, right? It's to help the customer. Now they're in their home every day just staring at it. That is the number one piece of feedback we are getting as we're running these appointments is, I hated my windows or I hated my door, but now that I'm in my house every day staring at them, we realize how inefficient or how poorly they operate. So we're helping the customer, and we are absolutely needing to keep all of our employees busy and working and staying fresh. So because of that, these offers are very rich. And I mean, to not make your first payment for 5 months, that's September. And then at that point, divide it by 60 months at 0% interest and taking an extra 5% off of that bill, it's huge. I mean, I would recommend everybody truly look into it we're doing both in-home consultations. I would say 2/3 of our customers are still wanting us to come into the home, and we do wear masks if they would like us to. We have gloves, you know, we have antibacterial wipes and my hand sanitizer, or obviously you can do that virtual appointment.
And, you know, people rest assured that Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin strictly adhering to CDC guidelines to provide a safe working environment for the customer and for their team members, because they want to make sure that everybody gets out of this healthy. Does that, the financing we talked about, again, 2.99 for 12 months or zero payments for 5 months, then zero interest for 5 years, an additional 5% off, is that on windows, doors, everything that you guys sell?
Correct. It's across the board. The discounts across the board, there are no exceptions. And, you know, I had some feedback. I'm sure you know how that goes, right? You get feedback after your show from strangers. And
sure. Yep.
I do get some feedback.
I'm sure you do.
And I will say 99% of it's positive, and I thank people for that. But I do take to heart when it's not so positive. And one of the comments made was, are you a finance company or are you a window company? And that's fair, because we are really pushing and talking about financing. And I would like to share with the listeners, it's because windows are in need. I mean, I actually had customers that were ready for install or had upcoming appointments saying, we are an essential business, right? Because I really need my windows replaced. And we're trying to make this as affordable and easy for people as possible. And so, no, I'm not a finance company, but we are offering the most flexible finance options for people who would like to take advantage of that. I mean, stretching it out for 12 years at 2.99 is another option. That's free money, practically.
Correct. Yeah, and I think, look, and I get asked that. I've got asked that twice out of 200 questions, I think. And I said, look, what they're trying to do is to make this as an easy decision for you as possible to get the best windows on the market. Now, when I get asked about the windows, I go right into the install. I go, look, you can buy the most expensive window on the market, but if it's not installed correctly, it's a $25 window. And the reason what sets Pella aside, not only, you know, their replacement windows and why choose Pella and all of the things that they offer, what people will say is, look, Pella has the best windows in the market. Are they affordable? Well, yeah, right. You bet. They are affordable. And I can tell you firsthand. And I asked my wife to join us today, but Terry said, nope, I'm not coming on the air today. and she started laughing. But our house is, we have Pella windows now in three of our rooms. And I can tell you that they're much warmer. We couldn't figure out why the kitchen and the living room were so cold and the other three rooms on the first floor were so warm. And we were like, something's the matter with our heater. Something must be wrong with the furnace. And then we started laughing because we figured it out. And that's the rooms that we had the new Pella windows put in. It just is different. And you're right in the first segment when you said that, okay, you're going to have to get those other ones done. And it's something that either you and Terry have talked on the phone, or it's just something that both of you have been talking to me about here for the last couple of months. So we will definitely get that done. Replacement windows right now, your doors, at PellaWI.com, all the information that you can possibly use. And again, zero payments for 5 months or zero interest for 5 years, and then an additional 5% off as the stay-at-home order is in place. We're going to get to a break. She is Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. On the other side of the break, another really big Pella client. And he gets up on the mountaintop a lot and talks about his windows from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. So I thought we should have John McGivern join us on the other side of the break. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Thanks for joining us. Our special guest for the entire hour, she is Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com. Looking for replacement windows, looking for doors, go to PellaWI.com. Look at these great deals they have going on. They will offer virtual appointments or still in-home appointments, and they take every precaution. They want to keep you safe and keep their employees safe. So PellaWI.com is where you're going to want to go. So I'm a big fan of Pella Windows and Doors. I'm a customer, a client of theirs. And I remember a couple of years ago sitting in my brother's condo downtown, and he said, boy, I need a couple of windows. And I said, hey, I got somebody. I got a guy. Well, it's not a guy. I got a gal. How's that? So I started talking to my brother John about the Pella difference, about becoming a Pella family member is basically how they make you feel. And he had them come in, and I think he is just a huge Pella fan at this point. We're now joined by Milwaukee's own John McGivern. John, how you doing?
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Are you sitting there with Gina Della from Pella?
I am not. She's sitting in her house. I'm sitting in my house. You're sitting in yours. This is a really weird place to do this show from. But say hi to Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, John.
How's it going?
We are social distancing for sure right now.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, John, we have had John, not for a long time, though, and I wanted to just kind of have you come on and talk about the difference in your condo now from, you know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when you had what you thought were good windows, and when the people from Pella came in and proved that they were not.
Okay, Gina was much kinder about all of this. Like, she wouldn't have said you have bad windows. She just would have said, take a look at this, Michael. You are just kind of like the guy who's like, you got bad windows. Here's some good ones. Because I didn't realize I had really bad windows until Pella showed up and said, "This is, I love their sort of their approach." They were like, take a look. And I didn't realize that my house was really my condo. I'm on the sixth floor. You know, I have unobstructed views of the lake, and I'm downtown, so it's a little, you know, there's some traffic that goes by, but I didn't realize that it sounded like I lived in traffic until I got my Pella windows. It's like, it's never been so quiet ever, let alone there's no breeze coming in. The windows are clear and quiet, and I could not be any happier, let alone the kind of service that I got around them. It's the best. It's the best. And if anybody has any sort of, you know, I would ask, first of all, for Joe Franco, who is my guy.
Joey's great.
Isn't he a good guy?
He's the best. Yeah, I think they're all really good, but I like Joe. I like Joe. He's a young guy. He's a go-getter. I know his father-in-law really well, and yeah. He's a guy that he will work 24/7 if that's what it takes to get the job done, and I'm a big fan of his.
And you know he was trained by Gina Della from Pella.
100%.
I love it. I couldn't be any happier. And, of course, you know me, Michael. Once I commit to something, then I kind of jump into it. So now I know so much more about windows than I've ever known. You know, every term from, you know, the head, the frame, the rail, the sash, the glass panes, the sash lock, the casing, the grills, the stool, the lifting apron, the sill. I know it all.
Oh, my God, you're so hot right now. Keep going. I love it.
Hey, Gina, you know, if he's ever looking for a part-time gig, he'd be a great sales rep for you.
Well, and don't forget, this is just, to me, this is a God moment. When we met John for the first time, he was so excited. Like, he halts the appointment to turn on and show us that he was just at the Cardinal Glass Factory, where we get all of our glass from, coincidentally. And, I mean, you kind of are a little window geek now, John.
Well, thanks to you, Gina, Della, from Pella. And Gina, the other thing, can I tell you right now, you know, we are in the middle of our season. So we are, in fact, we just aired the Marshfield episode of Around the Corner with John McGivern. It was the 9th episode of season 9, and season 9 would not have happened without your support and the support of Pella Windows of Wisconsin. I am telling you, I just want to thank you for your support of me and the show. And I think it was a perfect kind of marriage of community, that because what you guys do for Wisconsin is not unlike what we do. So thank you so much.
Mom, it's a privilege. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know, I thought she should just sponsor the sports for a minute, but she said no for that because she thought that she wanted to sponsor the whole show. So I appreciate that as well, and the fact that you get involved with so much throughout the state of Wisconsin and some of the stuff that I do as well. Gina, when people are calling about the virtual appointments, and you had said, look, the first couple were a little bit clunky, and since then it's gotten really good reviews. How have the salespeople been doing the virtual appointments? Have they gotten more comfortable with that?
Oh, they're far more comfortable. I mean, what was clunky was making sure, you know, that pre-appointment, how to prepare the customer so they were comfortable when we actually ran the virtual appointment. And, you know, you don't know what you don't know, right, till it starts to happen. And what we're also learning is so many customers will run that virtual appointment, and many of the reps are doing it right from our experience center. So the product is right there, whatever we're narrowing it down to, that's the right product for that home and budget. It's right there that they're doing the live demo of it. But then we're finding that the customer, there's been that trust built and that relationship built, that now the customers are following up, going the next day or the following day actually to the customer's home. And again, keeping that social distancing and wearing the protective face mask and gloves. But that's been something we didn't expect.
Boy, I'm looking forward to the Experience Center being able to reopen and just open the doors and let people come in, because it's such a beautiful facility. I know that the grand opening, both John and I were at, and I walked in and my jaw just dropped at the space and how easy it is to be able to come in and take a look at all the doors, all the windows, and to be able to slide one in and one out and say, you know what, that's what I'm looking for. I bet you cannot wait for that to be able to be reopened.
Actually, customers are coming and are welcome to come by appointment. All they have to do is ask, so that we only have one group at a time. And we've been wiping everything down. Well, we've had professional people obviously cleaning the way you clean now under the COVID-19 requirements. But then we wipe everything down with antibacterial wipes, go through their appointment, re-wipe it down after the customer leaves. So they are absolutely welcome to still come to Madison, Green Bay, Appleton, or our beautiful Brookfield Experience Center.
Hey, Gina, what John was talking about as far as the being much more quiet in his condo, that's the same here with me. We don't get a ton of traffic where we live, but enough. And the fact that if you're in the living room, it sounds like you're in the middle of the street sometimes, but when you're in the other three rooms, it's really quiet. And did you hear that a lot from Pella customers?
Hear it all the time. It's not soundproof, but it is dramatically different. I have such fun examples. I mean, first of all, think if you're somebody who lives by the airport, significantly reduces what you hear from the planes when you live by the airport. My most fun example is me selling to St. William's Church, Father Leonard Barbian, and doing the rectory. I think there must have been 50 windows in there, and then his sun porch. And he goes to Naples every year at Christmas time. So we did the install while he was in Naples. And when he came back, the rectory is right next to the playground at St. William's. And it's now, you know, it's K-4 through fifth grade there. He did not expect that what he heard or didn't hear during recess. He's like, this is so bizarre. I can hardly hear the kids. So, again, it's not soundproof, but if you have that barking dog that you can't stand next door to you, or basketballs or a motorcycle, it's really crazy how much quieter. But it's when you do the whole house or an entire room, if you're sitting in your bedroom with the door closed, that's where you notice it.
And you know, there's different ways to do this. What Terry and I did was half of the downstairs, and we'll get the second half done soon. What my brother did was, you know what, if we're going to do this, let's do them all. Either way, with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you guys are okay with doing three or four windows or doing the whole house, correct?
Of course. You're an example like you, Mike, is my favorite example, because people who do only a couple, now they are feeling the efficiency of their new product. They're easy to use. They move like butter. They're beautiful, and they're staring at their other ones, and you're a testimonial right there. You're before and after for people who come into your homes. So we get a lot of appointments off of referrals from people seeing their friends or families before that are brand new and beautiful, and now, or I'm sorry, the before that is still sitting there and the after
right
next to it.
No doubt. Hey, John, thank you very much. I really appreciate a couple of minutes of your time. And
can I just tell you one thing before we go?
You
need to realize that these windows are so I had these windows that were replaced, but they were replaced in like the early 90s. And it took like and I'm not that strong, you know me, but it took everything to lift them. These are so light. They're so efficient. And you can't believe it's almost life changing when it's all done. And I go out from the street to look at my windows. You know, they're 60/40s with really good, just, you know, that's another term in the biz, Mike, you know?
Oh, thank you, John.
I just love it, and I can't, if anyone asks, that's where I tell them to go. Pella's the best.
That's awesome. He is John McGivern. You can check him out Thursday night, 7 o'clock on Channel 10, Around the Corner with John McGivern, and he is a big fan, part of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin family. And Lois, who is the producer of that show, is soon to be part of the family and looking forward to that, and she'll be, we'll get her on a show here in the future to say the difference of your windows now compared to when you didn't have Pella windows, and we'll ask her. Hey, John, thank you very much. Appreciate a few minutes.
Be good, you guys. Be safe. Love you.
You got it. Love
you,
too.
Thank you.
Hey, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation as we talk about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Don't forget, those deals they've got going on right now, zero payments for 5 months, and then zero interest for 5 years, and then take an extra 5% off while the stay-at-home order is in place. Go to PellaWI.com. You can do the appointment, a virtual appointment with them. You can set up the appointment to come into the Experience Center. They will let you know that it's just one family or one group at a time. And they will set that appointment with you. Again, PellaWI.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. I want to thank Lewis Wire, the owner of Carmel Builders, for joining us as the Nary rep that first segment. The entire hour, our special guest, Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Hey, Gina, one of the reasons I asked you to come on the show today is to let people in our community know that, you know, Pella is more than just a window and door company. The things that you guys do for the state of Wisconsin, and when I talked that first segment about Pella Corporate, how they responded to the call for some help during this health crisis, it was really incredible. And I'm wondering, in this time, how is John Calowertz, the owner, how's he doing? How's the management team and everybody working for Pella? Has everybody responded fairly well to what's going on?
Absolutely. We are, you know, it's when you're slower like this, it allows you to reflect on what can you do better, right? And so we've gone through our warehouse for, we'll just say, we don't make mistakes very often, but in that
right
one in a million, you know, we've been contacting, which we work closely with Habitat for Humanity, to be able to donate products. We've donated N95 masks to the hospitals locally as well. So it's not just about, right, selling windows, making windows, selling windows. It's about helping in the community as well.
Hey, Gina, I want to make sure that people understand when we're talking about that additional 5% off the top, you need to making the appointment before the Safer at Home order expires. I know that that they're talking about the end of May. I think they're going to move that up to more the middle of May, but that's just my opinion, if not even sooner. But the idea is you need to set that appointment before that order expires, correct?
Correct. I mean, it is to keep us going, keep us busy. So yep. It is a very rich offer that we're not able to continue. We're doing it during the Save Fred Home. So God willing, right, it ends May 9th, I think, is our possible date versus the 26th.
Yeah, so make sure you set your appointment before that. And when you go to PellaWI.com, right, when you go to Pella Windows and Doors, PellaWI.com, right on the front page, it will give you the update. And it will tell you, offering a choice of virtual appointments in-home at the invitation of the homeowner. And if they want to come to the Brookfield Experience Center, it's at 19030 190th and West Blue Mountain Road. You know where COPS is? I know you do. Right behind COPS. And you can check out that beautiful Experience Center by appointment only. And on that website, you can schedule your appointment right on the website by, again, going to PellaWI.com. Gina, we didn't get a chance to talk much about windows and much about what's selling better than others right now or anything new that's gone on at Pella. But this time of year, normally, are people looking to replace the replacement on the windows? Are they doing more business in doors? This time of year, I would think it would be windows with spring coming, correct?
A lot of patio doors, too. A lot of patio doors, because you're just wanting that titch of fresh air depending on what the temperature is outside. So you're opening it, you know, you're spending so much time in the kitchen. Let's face it, that's where the majority of families spend their time, or in their great room, living room, where a lot of patio doors are located too. And like I've mentioned the past 2 weeks, I think it's very important to continue to mention that the CDC is recommending you do open your windows and or patio door, get that ventilation every single morning, at least for 5 minutes, and the second half of the day, at least for 5 minutes, to air it out and get germs out, because we're all spending so much time in our homes, more than we've ever spent before. So it really is important to do that.
Hey, Gina, my sister-in-law, Kathy Lamoff, I saw her yesterday. She dropped something off, and she stayed in the car, and I stayed in, you know, across the street talking to her. And she asked me to thank you for that, because you had talked about that on, I believe, my high school baseball show a couple of weeks ago when we had you on to thank you for sponsoring that show. And you talked about that. And she said, and I told her that you were going to be on today's show, and she said, would you please thank her, because I had not heard that before. And so every day in the morning for 5 to 10 minutes, we open up a couple windows. And then at night before we go to bed, we do the same thing, because Gina told us that we needed to do that. And I think that's really good information that people are listening to. And I think that's why we got a chance to maybe end this thing a little bit sooner. Hey, the patio doors, Bill Michaels talks to me about his patio doors all the time. So thank you for your help with that.
No, our pleasure. And I really appreciate being on the show today. And again, no, we're not a finance company, but boy, we have some great finance options.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Zero payments for 5 months, then zero interest for 5 years. And schedule the appointment now for an additional 5%. She is Gina Della, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, PellaWI.com. Thanks for listening. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.